Epilogue. Extract from the diary of the squirrel maid, Rosabelle.
I did not know that my story would be so long. It took me 4 evenings to read it. Cavernhole was packed to the door with Redwallers each time. It was a huge success. The congratulations and cheers are still ringing in my ears. Of course there were questions to be answered. Many Dibbons wanted to know why the Tagarung allowed Rookie Garge to remove his tattoos and cover the Speedwell flower birthmark on his paw. I told them that this was so he could live out his life in peace, unknown to any Jusca vermin, under his original name of Dana. However, being what they are, the Dibbons found this most unsatisfactory. The idea of having a wild name like Tagarung and running around with a fierce tattooed face appealed to them immensely. Our Abbey warrior Dana stayed silent throughout my reading. When I was finished, he came over and kissed my cheek and presented me with an old polished bone tail ring that he had worn in his wild seasons. He told me to keep it as a souvenir. I think he was profoundly moved. I saw tears in his eyes. Now, wait until you hear my good news. Abbess Mira and Brother Hoban asked to see me in Cregger's old bedchamber. I went up there wondering what it was all about. Brother Hoban began by saying that my manuscript was to be placed in the Abbey archives. He said it was a remarkable piece of work. Then he told me he was retiring as recorder to help old Hogg in the gatehouse, as the poor old fellow hardly ever leaves his bed these days. Our Mother Abbess then promoted me to the position of full and official recorder of Redwall Abbey. She told me that Cregger's chamber was to be made into my office. Will some beast please pinch me? I keep imagining I'll wake and find it's all a dream. Formole Gundel and his crew are fixing up a desk, shelves and cupboards, all just for me. I'm going to keep Cregger Badgermum's big comfortable bed. Well, my mother is making me a beautiful coverlet for it, and my father Broggle is helping her with the embroidery. He's very good with needle and thread, though where he finds the time since taking over as head cook from Friar Bob, goodness knows. Every beast except Forlorn said that my father should not have appointed Boorab as assistant cook. Boorab respects Abbess Mira's mum greatly. That hare behaves himself perfectly when she is about. So, who has become Redwall's new master of music? Nimbalo! Who else? Do you know, he has actually learned to play that great creaking antique known as the hurdy-gurdy. Right, I must wash the ink from my paws. Our two new infirmary keepers need me to copy out some more remedies for their sickbay records. Sister Flobert and Brother Egbert make the nicest-tasting physics. Dibbons invent ailments just so they can drink a dose or two. Who said that medicine always has to taste nasty? You'll never guess what Sister Alconet is doing now. She has become Old Drog's assistant in the cellars. I must tell you that some of our cordials have been tasting decidedly odd of late. Boorab put aside a beaker of penny cloud and violet tea at supper last night. He remarked that he would sooner be physicked than have to drink it. What, what? Some of us started to laugh, but we soon stopped. Sister Alconet may be only an assistant cellar-keeper, but she still retains her legendary icy glare. Great seasons! Is that the dinner bell already? Good job I washed my paws. Sister Flobert and Brother Egbert will have to wait until after dinner. Even recorders have to eat, you know. I must go. But here is my gift to you. My first signature in my new position.
Rosabelle, daughter of Broggle and Fwerl, recorder of Redwall Abbey in Mossflower Country.